don't say nothing. Welcome to the Megan and Eric Show podcast. And now, ladies and gentlemen, presenting your local and live morning show. Are you ready to get this party started? Welcome to the Megan and Eric Show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, I forgot what day it was.
Definitely me too. When you take off a Tuesday in the middle of the week, it's kind of bizarre. I literally was like, Eric, so how was your weekend?
Well, it'll make your week fly by.
It does. It really, yeah, I can't believe it's hump day already. We survived Odessa.
Yeah. Was it fun?
It was so much fun.
Was it packed?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
To the brim.
Yeah.
So fun.
Good.
I think we were just ready to party. I also kept hearing rumors there was a lot of people from out of town, and like the Airbnb situation in Central Oregon was really booked. And
well, there's one Airbnb on my street, and that one was full of people that very much looked like they intended on going to Odessa.
Yeah. I was impressed by everybody's dress up ability. Those two guys from Bellingham, Washington with their marching band on the stage is
brought them out.
One heck of a show.
Yeah. Cool.
Really cool. And also cool because I've been going to all these EDM shows and this is like the first summer that they've been in Central Oregon.
Yeah.
So that's very exciting. I mean, at a huge venue. They've been at the Domino Room and stuff.
Sure.
Which is super cool still.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Eric, you ready to get this show on the road?
I'm so ready.
Good morning. It's Megan and Eric. Let's take a look at today's news beat. The four candidates running for Redmond mayor faced off at a forum yesterday. They gave their ideas and thoughts on a variety of issues facing Redmond, including affordable housing, childcare, parking and transportation, and new legislative redistricting boundaries. Voter pamphlets and ballots are mailed out next month, if you can believe that. Also, Campfire Central Oregon is reaching out to the community in hopes of recruiting a number of volunteer professional photographers for its upcoming Fall Photo Day fundraiser, which directly supports youth programs and provides scholarships for kids. The deadline is October 4th. Spots are filling up fast, and it's a first-come, first-serve situation. More info at campfireco.org.
Very interesting there. And taking a look at weather today, it's going to be a high of 73 degrees, pretty cloudy conditions throughout most of the day. It also looks like the AQI is at about 126 at the moment.
Interesting.
So not great, but not terrible. We've seen a lot worse, certainly. Overnight low would be 50 degrees. It's currently 56 degrees in Bend, 51 degrees in Redmond, and 48 degrees in Prineville. Coming up next on the Celebrity Dish, brought to you by That Guy's Bistro, we have news about Larsa Pippen dating none other than Michael Jordan's son.
Now tell me again who Larsa is.
She is Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, I believe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so there's a lot of scandal in this one, I think.
Wow, this is juicy.
Juicy, juicy.
It's the Celebrity Dish, brought to you by That Guy's Bistro in Bend and in Redmond.
Today's Celebrity Dish is quite juicy.
It sure is.
Especially, I mean, thank goodness I watched that. Gosh, what's that documentary, that Michael Jordan documentary?
Yeah, I watched it too. I'm not sure. I, for some reason, also can't think of it.
It doesn't really matter.
It's very recently, right?
Yeah.
It was
recently.
Good.
And thanks to that documentary, I kind of understand that like Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan were like two peas in a pod.
Yeah, well, especially on the floor. Was it a 30? It wasn't just a 30 for 30. Whatever, we'll think of it. Either way, yeah, you're caught up on the Michael Jordan.
It's called The Last Dance?
That's what it was called. Nicely
came out
done,
of nowhere.
Megan.
Who knew?
That is 100% what it was called. Well done. They were kind of a famous duo on the floor. So there's definitely some very juicy news here that Larsa Pippen, Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, is now dating Marcus Jordan, Michael Jordan's son. She's 48, he's 31.
Okay, 48 and 31.
Not that there's any crime in that at all.
No, but
it is definitely juicy.
I mean, how do we think that Michael Jordan is feeling about this versus Scottie Pippen? What's going on?
I don't know, man. I think, well, there's been some discrepancies about how they feel. Like, they, of course, were two peas in a pod, as you mentioned, back in the playing days. But there's been some discrepancies since about who was responsible for what and how their relationships have played out. So I imagine Michael Jordan's feeling a little like, gotcha, my son's dating your ex.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
That's how I think that's probably going down.
Wow. I mean, I'd imagine, you know, with that kind of level of status and especially up in the sports world, it would be, it's maybe a little easier to date within the family.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the other thing. They've been in this public eye together for a long time. They probably have known each other for a very long time.
They've probably known each other for a long time.
Connection developed where no one expected.
Exactly. Because my first reaction is like, why do we have to date within the basketball family? Can we move on? Can we like date somebody outside of it? And then again,
that's who you know. That's who you've grown up with and stuff. You know, I don't know.
They probably have a lot in common, having very famous figures in their lives.
Yeah, they were definitely seen in common at the Rolling Loud Festival in New York City, and they were kissy and huggy.
Oh, and wow.
Ooh la la.
That's some serious celebrity dish. Thank you so much, Eric. That's great. How about some more dish for you? We have a gift certificate to That Guy's Bistro. One amazing location in Redmond at General Duffy's. The other one is in Bend. It's a food cart. And great Philly cheesesteaks. Oh my gosh, you can get a Philly cheesesteak on a bed of French fries. Oh,
God, that sounds so delicious.
I know. Do you think it's early for French fries? Never. Give us a call to win this gift certificate, 585-1077, 585-1077. Be caller number 7. Dial it. Coming up next, we found this study that describes how vegetarians might feel depressed more than non-vegetarians.
Yeah.
And it's not for the lack of nutrients. Right. Apparently, it's for some other reasons, but I'm not even quite sure if scientists know exactly why.
I don't think they do.
Well, we're going to come up with our own speculation of why. Coming up next.
All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric. We found a study by Brazilian researchers that says that vegetarians feel depressed up to twice as often as meat eaters. But according to the same research, they like could not at all figure out why.
Right.
It's not because of there's like a clear lack of nutrition.
Yeah. They say that they're not sure why this occurs. Depressive episodes are more prevalent in individuals who do not eat meat, independently of socioeconomic and lifestyle factors.
Just sounds like an incomplete study, but also that's what a good study should have, boundaries where it begins. I get it.
But we're going to need them to keep digging, because why?
Yeah.
You know? And what else did they say? That the nature of the association remains unclear, and longitudinal data are needed to clarify causal relationship. Yeah. Well, as we go on, I'm just reading words that don't make sense.
Sure. Well, this is just a perfect example of, so far, correlation doesn't equate to causation. Like, they don't know what the cause is, but there's clearly a correlation between vegetarians and depression. I'm positing that it's because they don't get to eat the delicious meat that I get to eat all week long, all day, every day. And also, it's the extra bit of energy that you spend as a vegetarian defending your position that probably gets you exhausted. You know what I mean? No, I'm a vegetarian. Please, can I, you know, no, thank you. I don't eat meat. It's probably exhausting. And everyone always looks at you and goes, okay.
Yeah, everybody.
Like, you just told them a sad story, or you just told them that you had a wart on your face or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of people react negatively.
I'm impressed by those who definitely stick to it, because even if I, you know, I'm out with girlfriends and every one of them is ordering some delicious, greasy something, and I just so happen to want a salad.
God
Sometimes
forbid.
I just want a salad, but God forbid I order the salad.
Make everyone else feel that.
Yes.
So I'm sure that there's a level of that with just everyday life when you're a vegetarian. People take that as, oh, well, you don't think I'm healthy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe that's part of it too.
So I solved it. You're welcome, Brazilian researchers.
All the hits, 107.7 The Beat. So we're switching things up just a touch this week with the Porta Sub Sandwich Challenge. Instead of Friday at 11:30, we're moving it up a day. How do you feel?
I feel ready. Obviously, my only reaction to me getting a sandwich a day sooner is happiness.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
I got to say, Eric, you've really crushed 2 out of the 3 sandwiches so far.
I feel pretty good about my performance.
And I got a little note that they were going to actually choose a sandwich off of the menu, but they also have like 18 different choices.
I know there's more than that. There's so many menu. That's going to make it very, it's just as hard as anything else. I don't know those menu items well. You know what I mean?
Right. Don't go
studying my times tables of Porta Subs menus.
So this is an opportunity for you to head to our website right now and get yourself 2 free medium combos from Porta Subs.
It's freedom.
Free medium. 107.7thebeat.com. And then tune in tomorrow morning at 11:30 to hear if Eric can guess all the ingredients on this sandwich blindfolded on the air.
I like my odds. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric, taking a look at today's news beat. Oregon State University Cascades hosted a debate last night featuring the 3 leading candidates for Oregon governor. Republican Christine Drazen, Democrat Tina Kotek, and independent candidate Betsy Johnson participated in the only gubernatorial debate to take place in Central Oregon. In other news, Oregon is receiving nearly $23 million to combat the opioid crisis. The money is coming from the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. In 2021, Oregon overdose deaths increased 41% compared to 16% nationwide, and the money will be used to treat opioid use disorder.
Taking a look at your forecast today, looks like highs right around 72 degrees. We do have, we're underneath a 120 unhealthy for sensitive groups AQI in central, in Bend. It looks like Prineville, you're pretty clear, as well as Sisters. Sisters, you might even see some rain this morning, maybe a couple hours of kind of off and on showers, which maybe will help keep whatever smoke might be in your area down. Looks like overnight lows tonight about 50 degrees. Currently in Bend, 54, 49 degrees in Prineville, and 51 degrees in Sisters. Today's weather is brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A Bend is hiring. They're hiring for all positions and shifts and start at $19 an hour for full-time. They offer free college, 401k options, health insurance options, free food, college scholarships, and more. Apply now at chickfilA.com. They can't wait to meet you.
Rosalind, Snap, All the Hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric. Coming up next, we're going to tell you about the Pro Bowl. Actually, the Pro Bowl no more.
Yeah. Okay, wait. This is the football one, right?
That's right. The NFL Pro Bowl was kind of the all-star game of the NFL, if you will.
Okay.
And it's now going to be changed completely into something totally new.
Wow. I'm surprised. Just because football, I feel like, is like riddled in tradition.
It is a bit traditional, but also I don't think this will take away from it at all, but it's a big change. Cupid's Chokehold, Gym Class Heroes, All the Hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric, kind of a classic there.
I know.
That one gives back, that always gives memories.
Like good high school memories for me.
Oh my gosh, for sure. Yeah. So we're talking about the Pro Bowl. It's now been changed. The NFL announced the All-Star Game, the former All-Star Game, the Pro Bowl, would be replaced by a week-long skills competition and other events. It's the flag football game between the AFC and NFC is going to be kind of the centerpiece of that.
Okay.
So there's still going to be a main like game
event,
played,
which but it's flag football.
Makes sense. I think that'll be fun.
Really?
That'll be fun to watch. I mean, yeah, you get to see these guys compete at a different level and see the athleticism of like, because getting open and getting a pass catch play situation in a flag football game against pros is totally different. These guys are used to pads and contact.
Yeah.
It's going to be all about speed and precision rather than,
ooh,
you know what I mean? Very interesting to watch.
Cool.
But yeah, it's a big change. It also makes it a week long with like skills challenges and all sorts of other things. Makes it more of a TV event.
Do you think that coaches will still hesitate to send their best players?
I do not. I think that's probably part of the reason why they wanted to make this change.
Yeah.
It's in the past, it's like, you know, do we risk sending our best players to play a game where it's full contact for some reason?
Yeah.
Even though it's a break in the season and then we risk injury, which I know that doesn't always happen, but it's a risk.
Right.
And if your victory margin's on a hair, you need to keep your best players.
I want to like, what other skills and like types of challenges do you think they're going to be put through?
I want to
see ballet. I want to see something absolutely out of left field.
There's going to be probably like quarterback skills challenges. There's going to be like receiver challenges and like, I don't know how far they're going to go with it, but there's also going to be the senior collegiate showcase football game, which will be played in Las Vegas that week. So there's also kinds of, they're calling them bowl games, which are kind of previews of collegiate players coming into league.
Okay.
So there's a whole week of events going to be in Las Vegas on February 5th. I think it's going to be cool.
Yeah, it sounds like it needed a change.
Yeah,
I think this is a good old one. Method wasn't working.
No, it wasn't working, and this turns it from a day or two into a full week. So more for the fans.
All the Hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric, and coming up next,
giveaways galore.
It's right. We're going to tell you who we have tickets for, how you can win them, and you know all the other great details.
All the details
coming up next.
That's the Matthews Band. Wonderful video featuring Judah Friedlander, by the way. I mean, you gotta love this music video.
It's really fun to watch.
They're gonna be at Moda Center on November 5th, and we have tickets. We're doing a social media giveaway. We've been doing it all week. You can enter still.
Yeah, no kidding.
Do it.
It's going by fast, though. We're already at hump day. And
that's right.
We'll be pulling your name out of the hat on Friday. So enter to win on Instagram and Facebook. You could even go to both.
Do both places. Why not, eh?
Yeah. Follow the instructions on the post there, and you know the drill. It's your turn to win.
It's your turn. We think that this one's for you.
Yeah. Dave Matthews Band, Moda Center, November 5th. Thanks so much, Live Nation. Head to our social media. Enter to win now. I'm gonna take my chances on every day. Coming up this hour,
we're going to talk about a study that says that stress will wreak havoc on everything, including your relationship.
Oh, no.
I agree, though.
But we have some tips and tricks on how to not be so stressed.
That's right.
I hope. I think. I'm nervous. I'm starting to feel overwhelmed. We're also talking about porta subs because that'll calm us down.
That'll calm us. A sandwich always helps.
All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric. Taking a look at today's news beat. The four candidates running for Redmond mayor faced off at a forum yesterday. They gave their ideas and thoughts on a variety of issues facing Redmond, including affordable housing, childcare, parking and transportation, and new legislative redistricting boundaries. Voter pamphlets and ballots are mailed out next month. Also, Campfire Central Oregon is reaching out to the community in hopes of recruiting a number of volunteer professional photographers for its upcoming Fall Photo Day fundraiser, which directly supports youth programs and provides scholarships for kids. The deadline is October 4th. Spots are filling up fast, and it's a first-come, first-served basis. More info at campfireco.org.
And taking a look at weather today, it looks like we're going to have a high of around 73 degrees, but partly cloudy conditions most of the day. There's a slight chance we're going to have some rain early this morning, but mostly just cloudy conditions throughout. Looks like we are at about 126, which isn't the worst we've seen for air quality, but also something to be aware of in case you're one of the sensitive groups that they warn. Overnight low would be 49 degrees. We're currently at 60 degrees in Bend, 59 degrees in Redmond, and 60 degrees in Prineville. We're talking about stress coming up next and how it wreaks havoc on everything, even down to your relationship.
Yes, and that might explain why your partner is bugging you more than you want them to be.
Just those little habits.
All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric. We're talking about stress. Stress is lame and it's really boring.
It's exhausting.
Actually, it's horribly exhausting.
Yeah.
And it really can wreak havoc on a lot of things around you. That's the problem. When you are under stress, man, I mean, for me especially, it's like my mind is not working correctly. I'm not thinking smart. I'm thinking in a stressed and kind of reactionary way.
I make more mistakes. I also usually get less sleep when I'm stressed.
And I'm irritable, so that I'm impatient. It's a whole thing.
Not good.
So obviously it's not the best for you to be super stressed, but it's also really not great for your relationships.
That's right. It turns out you kind of fixate on your partner's annoying habits when you're under stress, which makes perfect. When I read the study, I was like, is this just an obvious observation study? Uh-huh. Or because that seems very obvious to me. That's absolutely what happens.
I mean, if you know, because you're impatient, you know, Thorne has a real tendency to leave shoes in places that I don't think shoes should be.
Yeah.
When I'm totally happy-go-lucky, everything's fine, well-rested, well-fed, the shoes are there, but I don't think about it that much.
Sure.
Oh, man, do I think he's bound to pick a fight with me if I'm under some sort of stress and I come home and see that? I'm like, you are really...
It's time to
you
go.
You are setting me off.
Yep.
These shoes are going to go live in the garbage till you find them.
Yep. I know. I get it. It's like it changes completely when you're stressed or tired. Or I mean, it's a totally different receipt of that information.
Now, how do you tend to calm yourself down if you are feeling stressed, or like what works for you?
Well, I like physical exertion. That's all that really works for me. I mean, I also do therapy, but like, again, we've talked about before, therapy is so hard and it also sometimes is exhausting, and I'm glad I do it, but it's not always relaxing.
No, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So physical exertion is the best thing for me.
Yeah, that's good.
Whether it's working out or going for a swim or walking the dogs or something like that, mm-hmm. That's the best move.
I think getting myself in like kind of a calm environment helps.
Oh, yeah.
And usually that means like, don't look at my phone. Don't look at the TV. Just literally go lay down in a dark room. My room's never dark, but that's my mentality. Like I have to get myself just like to stop thinking about everything else around me, because I'll start nitpicking it when that's not fair. I'm not my best self. So I got to get out of the way of other people.
Remove all the stimulus.
Yeah,
I get it.
Because who knows? But taking yourself on a walk would probably do the same thing.
Yeah, more or less.
Just like get out of the house. Mm-hmm. And go complain about what you think the neighbors are doing until you realize you're being irrational.
All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric. Coming up next, we're going to give you all the details on our collaboration with Porta Subs in honor of their 50th anniversary. We're doing a taste test challenge. We're doing the edible beat. And we're going to give you all the details.
all the hits, 107.7 The Beat. Well, we're switching things up a little bit this week because I'm taking Friday off, so we can't do the Porta Subs Challenge without me here because
we
otherwise,
can't.
I mean, we could.
I would cheat.
You would have to cheat. You'd have to look at the board to press the right buttons and then close your eyes with the blindfold and eat a sandwich. It would be complicated.
Be a lot of work.
So we're going to make it easier on Eric, and we're going to move the sandwich taste test from Friday to tomorrow.
Hooray!
Tomorrow at 11:30, a day earlier, you get to eat this sandwich.
Which is good, because I have a serious hankering for a sandwich.
We're helping Porta Subs celebrate 50 years. Eric puts on a blindfold. I read you guys the ingredients, so you have the inside scoop.
Yeah.
Eric's crushed 2 out of the 3 sandwiches.
That's right. One of them was really hard.
It was really tricky.
And I did not do well on that one.
But you can do your own taste test challenge and help Porta Subs celebrate. Go to our website and get yourself 2 free medium combos from Porta Subs. All you have to do is enter the form on there. You can do that now at 1077thebeat.com. All the hits, 1077 The Beat, today being September 28th. Apparently, it's National Drink Beer Day.
Oh, what a day.
I want to know how many days in the year are surrounded by beer, because I know that we've done like a National Beer Day.
There's an IPA day for sure. Yeah. Oh, man, here's the thing. I'm fine with a drink beer day.
I'm pretty okay with it, too. Although I've drank a lot of beer recently, so I'd like to chill for a second.
Maybe not today, but like you'll rain check it for another day.
Yeah, that's probably the best idea.
I'm sure a drink a beer day won't mind.
Okay, thanks. Good to know. Well, today's riveting random question, Eric, is all about shower thoughts and getting inspiration in certain places or times during the day. So the shower thought, right, is when you're taking a shower, just enjoying, kind of mindlessly thinking, and next thing you know, these ideas come flooding in. Is there any place, maybe the shower is that for you, or, you know, where else does inspiration hit you? Where do you get your best ideas?
I tend to get good ideas when it's like I think the reason the shower thoughts work is because you're thinking about something else. You got the physical sensation of water, and you're just like, maybe you're taken out of whatever current thought process you're in, and then all of a sudden you have a revelation. So mine is like whenever it's inconvenient, typically when I'm falling asleep or when I'm waking up from falling asleep and I'm like in bed and cozy and nowhere near somewhere that I can write that idea down with.
Yeah.
So I have to either like figure out a way mnemonically to remember it or like turn over and write it in my phone, which sometimes phone notes don't make it to the forefront.
Right.
Because there's so many little random phone notes.
Exactly. You They're kind of hard to find.
Yeah.
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 Where like versus a notebook, you could actually like flip through.
I'm much more a hard copy notebook guy. I have mine with me. I used to bring it every day, but I don't always need it. But I love physically writing things down.
Well, I'd imagine too, being a stand-up comedian, right? These stories and ideas, you always have to kind of be thinking of the new content.
Right. Or, you know, a new way to think about something, and it'll occur when it's the least convenient to write it down. How about you? Do you have one?
I was going to say, my mind gets spinning right before bed too sometimes. Yeah. You know, got to write it down to like get it off your thought process. But there are times too where I'm like doing a chore that's kind of mundane, you know, doing dishes or something. And then that's inconvenient because if you're doing dishes, then you want to write something down. You can't. Then you try to remember it after the dishes are done and you don't.
You got nothing left.
Because everything else has popped up since.
Yeah.
So, you know. Oh, well, we do the best we can.
If they're really good, they come back around.
That is true, too. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like if you find something great at the mall. What's a mall? But, you know, you go out shopping and you're I'm just going to leave this at the store and go shop around a little bit more. If I keep thinking about it, it's meant to be and I need that.
If it's meant to be, it'll be here.
Yeah.
Yep. Coming up next, we have your daily dose of laughter with hilarious Denver-based comedian Troy Baxley. Talking about treating a drunk friend like a dog. I remember Troy Baxley from back when I first started doing stand-up comedy open mics, first time ever in Denver, Colorado.
No way.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's really cool.
That's why that name jumped out to me.
And it's a neat last name. You'd recognize it.
Yep.
Baxley.
Yep. I mean, we didn't know each other well, but that's, you know, you see the same 50 or 60 people when you do stand-up in a city, and I definitely remember Troy.
Wow, how cool.
It's your daily dose of laughter on 107.7 The Beat.
You ever been so drunk your friends talk to you like you're a dog? Have that one go down? Hey, Troy, hey, buddy. Hey, you wanna go outside? Come on, let's go outside. So get out of the trash and go outside, all right, man? Just, damn it. Oh, did you do this, huh? Did you do this? Did you do this?
That was your daily dose of laughter on 107.7 The Beat.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about the new hover bike that might change the world forever.
I mean, this is the most like sci-fi thing.
It is.
It's like going to feel like Star Wars.
100%.
Like, what? A hover bike?
It's like a land speeder from Star Wars.
I can't wait to talk more about this next. All the hits, 107.7 The Beat, Megan and Eric. Okay, this is pretty wild, but I guess it's about time that we have a hovering traveling vehicle.
I think so. I don't see why not. Unveiled at the Detroit Motor Show, a Japanese vehicle called the X-Turismo. That's a sweet name, by the way. Yeah. I will say, if you're going to make a hover bike that might change the world, you got to give it a cool name. The X-Turismo was awesome. And it kind of looks like a fan boat blade, like a giant fan boat. But then there's like a front and a back one facing down.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of other little like fans also stabilized. It looks kind of like if they made a drone that you could sit on.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's actually larger than I thought it was going to be. I'm thinking, you know, hovering, it shouldn't be that large. It should be very sleek and aerodynamic. And not to say it's not aerodynamic.
But it needs to generate a lot of power.
But it does. We need a lot of fans.
Yeah.
And so it looks kind of like a jet ski with some fans around it.
That's right. And it looks like you can fly at 62 miles an hour for around 40 minutes. And it flies about 10 feet above ground, which is crazy.
That's super crazy.
But also there's no traffic up there.
I mean, 10 feet, I wish it was a little higher, only for all my friends who are like, you know, you 6 feet, 6'3".
That's true. But also, if you're too much higher than 10 feet, then it's a major fall hazard. It's not that 10 feet isn't. You're flying a speeding air bike. If you fall from 10 feet, it's not going to make that much difference if it's 10 or 15.
Oh, I see. Yes, that's a good point. So would you have one of these?
I mean, if it's stable.
Right.
If it's like allowed.
I know.
I mean, I feel like the air that's being pushed down underneath it when you fly over stuff might be considered a hazard.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like a really busy city.
If you just flew over an intersection and just blew everyone's hats off or something.
Exactly. Seems a little unfair.
Might get in trouble.
All the hits, 107.7 The Beat. This weekend, action packed downtown Bend.
It never stops. We have Fall Fest and I think Oktoberfest going at the same time.
Exactly. Which is interesting. They've never done it like that before, but I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
But here is something to note, right? Oktoberfest is only on Saturday the 1st.
Okay.
And so if you're going to dress up in any kind of fun way, which I highly encourage.
Lederhosen encouraged.
Yes. Then definitely save it for the Saturday.
Do you have Lederhosen?
No, I sure don't.
I don't either.
What are we doing?
I know. I feel like that's the kind of thing you don't just get unless you've gone to like actual Oktoberfest and you get them there.
I think so too.
That's how I'd want it.
And I've never done that
before.
Exactly.
That's the only way I'd want to procure Lederhosen for myself.
Well, even if you go to like Leavenworth up in Washington, that like sweet Germantown.
They do a big one there.
I grew up so close to that. We never went once.
Yeah.
And I know it's probably gorgeous and all that stuff. It's a mythical place to me. And it kind of looks like that in pictures, actually.
Yeah. Sounds a little medieval.
Yeah. So enjoy this weekend, downtown Bend, free events, of course, with Fall Fest and Oktoberfest. You can go and enjoy all the beer and the dancing and the food is going to be fantastic.
Vendors.
Yeah. It's an amazing event. And we look forward to it. This weekend kicks off on Friday.
Wanted to remind you that on our social media, both Facebook and Instagram, we have a current giveaway to see the Dave Matthews Band at Moda Center on November 5th. And all you have to do is tag a friend in the comments, and that enters you to win.
It's super easy. You've done this before. And if you haven't won, now's the time.
Now is the time. And you also have to make sure that you're following our page. That's the other thing you have to do. But if you do that, you can enter both places and as many times as you want.
Head to our Instagram and our Facebook at 107.7 The Beat.
Nom, 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 nom. This is the Edible Beat, brought to you by Port of Subs.
In today's Edible Beat, we're talking about Thanksgiving dinner, and specifically one of my favorite garnishes of the Thanksgiving dinner, because I'm all about the food lube. You got to have the sauce.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And cranberry sauce is one of my favorite things to eat, the array of foods that you get
on
Thanksgiving.
Did you say food lube?
Yep.
That really caught me off guard.
You didn't like that, did you?
I don't like the way that sounds.
That's what sauce is. It's just food lube.
Okay. Okay, great.
Oh, boy.
I love this for us. Okay, so cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce. If that's your favorite kind of food lube, you might be in trouble because there's a shortage of the tart little fruit. The New York Post reports that there's a severe drought that is hit all of Massachusetts, which is basically where most of our cranberry crop comes from.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
So we might be actually short of cranberry. We might be short of beer because of the CO2 shortage. We might be short of cranberries. It's going to be a tough Thanksgiving.
It's going to be real difficult, guys.
I don't know how I'm going to get through.
Like, stock up on more turkey so that if you need to, like, have a nap.
It's going
to
be a lot of wine and yams instead of...
wine and yams.
You know what I mean? You can't have beer, you can't have cranberries.
Oh, man. I love a cranberry sauce, too.
And I like the canned one that you slice at the can ridges. I mean, come on.
The canned jelly is so good.
Oh, it's so good.
It's kind of mysterious, but I like it.
Oh, it's delicious.
Louis Capaldi, Forget Me. I watched that music video over the weekend, Eric.
Is it epic?
Oh, it is so good. Louis Capaldi is quite the comedian, apparently.
Oh, really?
Because he put himself in like these, you know, like classic kind of like beach montage where they're like hot babes and their beautiful thighs and they're like running on the beach.
Yep.
He's doing the exact same thing.
That's pretty amazing.
And it's like a montage between like going between these two girls and then him. And
love that.
And he is obviously very kind to make fun of himself in a lot of ways, have that kind of like self-deprecating humor.
People love that.
He's clearly got a great sense of humor and an incredible voice. My gosh.
I mean, yeah, if you can take yourself a little less than all the way seriously, it goes a long way.
It really does.
Yeah.
That's a really good music video. So Eric, what are you up to today?
I am going to, I don't know what I am. I don't honestly haven't put any thought into it yet.
I love that.
I'd be lying if I gave you a plan.
That's okay.
Do you have any plans?
My big plan is to go home and take a nap. I'm still recovering from the fun from Odessa.
Yeah.
Man, what a fun night.
Yeah.
What was one of the coolest things, I think, obviously besides just having an EDM show that big and grandiose here in Central Oregon, really cool, was being able to take some friends that I've never done that and I've told these shows about before because I've always traveled for them. And also seeing on Odessa's Instagram their story and being like, Ben turns up. And I'm like, yeah, we really did,
That's
guys.
My city.
Good job, everyone, from the front to the back. And I'm just, I was so impressed by everybody. And it was a Monday night.
That's the crazy part. School night, people went nuts.
People went nuts.
Almost think it helped that it was a school night because it's a little bit naughty.
Right. Yeah. Everybody was a little bit more wanting to turn up or something.
Yeah
it was fun. So thanks for covering for me yesterday because I got a chance to turn up.
No problem.
And now I have a big opportunity to just chill today.
I'm happy to do it.
Well, Eric, thanks so much for everything.
Of course, and to you.
And we've got more giveaways galore tomorrow as the show continues. Plus, sandwiches are going to get eaten.
It's a double whammy tomorrow.
Awesome. Thanks for listening to the Megan and Eric Show podcast. Catch the show live weekdays from 7 to noon on 107.7 The Beat.